two major congressional players made stops in West Virginia yesterday to rally around their respective parties' candidates for U.S. Senate. Seen as one of the most contentious in the country, the mudslinging has begun in West Virginia's race to fill retiring U.S. Senator Jay Rockefeller's seat. Ashton Mara reports.
The atmosphere in Shepherdstown was upbeat, in a word, at current Secretary of State Natalie Tennant's rally. The Democratic candidate for Senate, Tennant was joined by veteran Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. In the days leading up to the rally, Tennant's Republican opponent bashed her for teaming up with an anti-coal senator whose agenda hurts West Virginia. Warren has backed the latest regulations proposed by the Environmental Protection Agency meant to curb carbon emissions across the nation. Tennant stands firm, saying she will fight those regulations if elected, whether Warren is with her or not.
Before you put regulations on us, invest in West Virginia and the technology that we can deliver, that we can bring, and cut emissions and keep jobs at the same time. And I will stand up to Elizabeth Warren if I need to the president, to the EPA, to make sure that we have strong coal and energy jobs in West Virginia.
Warren says she was in the panhandle pushing another agenda, one on which she and Tennant stand together. She's focused on educating the workforce and finding ways to help working class families across the country.
Natalie Tennant and I do not agree on every issue, but on the core issue, on the issue that is about our values, on the issue that define us as human beings, Natalie and I agree. Our job is to fight for the families of America. That is our job.
From the cheers in Shepherdstown to a more subdued environment in Charleston, Congresswoman Shelley Moore Capito was joined by Congressman and former vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan for a roundtable with business and industry leaders. From the war on coal to Obamacare, Ryan's appearance was full of the most notable Republican catchphrases of late. He answered questions about how to get Washington moving on issues like mounting student loan debt and expanding energy exports overseas, but each time with a caveat.
Every time we pass one of these bills, it just sits in the graveyard of the Senate, going nowhere. I mean, we can't even get Republican amendments brought to the floor in the Senate to even bring such issues up. So this is the problem, is the Senate has become the graveyard of any kind of legislation.
Ryan says with Capito's election and a return of Republican control in the upper chamber, a stalemate in Washington could be broken. Capito says having Ryan's backing going into the fall is a huge boost for her campaign, especially since the Romney-Ryan ticket won every county in the state. As for Ryan's opinion of Congresswoman Warren's visit in the Eastern Panhandle the same day as his appearance in Charleston,
so Elizabeth Warren is to the left of the left of the Democratic Party. Elizabeth Warren is part of the war on coal. Elizabeth Warren is a part of the United States Senate that is blocking legislation to preserve coal jobs, that's blocking legislation to preserve energy jobs in America.
Capito called Warren's visit a, quote, last-ditch effort for Tennant to save a struggling campaign. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.